Girly Whirlies, hello and welcome back for another episode of the Girly Whirly Show featuring Sambe. This is our Just Us Girls episode, so it's just you and me, and Sambe will be joining us on Thursday's episode. So happy Tuesday if you're listening on the day it goes out. We're actually recording on a Friday. I really have a Friday feeling today. It really does feel like the weekend. I'm really craving a spicy marg later. It was International Margarita Day as well yesterday, so happy International Margarita Day, girlies, if you're a marg girly. I also really need to get Coop's cocktails. They have a margarita one, a spicy marg. Shout out Joe Coop's, I love you. But I have the porn star martini one of that, and I love, sorry, the fact I'm opening up this about talking about alcohol and I keep talking to you about alcohol, but I actually do have more alcohol updates for you today. God, it's really giving, it's really giving problem, but it's not, I swear it's not a problem. It's actually like really healthy conversations about alcohol, and I actually think it's really important that we normalize more conversations about alcohol and or everything that surrounds it. But before we even go there, that's not even today's subject or topic, but it's just something I remembered that I wanted to catch you up on. But anyway, girlies, how are you? Let's all take a deep breath. You know me, I'm 100 miles an hour. In your own time, it's really good to do in for 7, out for 11 and repeat it, because Sambe actually told me that, well, my therapist taught me that breathing technique, but Sambe actually told me that it's because our body takes like 18 seconds to like restart or rejuvenate or something from our breathing. So in your own time, do 7-11, so 7 in, 11 out, and it's really good. And just do it for like a few minutes if you can. Do it even 4 times and you'll start to feel better. So I hope you're doing great, girlies. I love hearing from you. I love getting your DMs. I'm always sorry if I don't get back to you. I'm always trying my best, but please never be afraid to DM me on Instagram, and we always just end up having the most interesting conversations and chats, and you always then inspire my conversations for Just Us Girls and with Sambe, your QRA, which we've a really fun one to talk about this week. But anyway, we'll get there. But let's catch up, girlies. So I went to the BAFTAs. This is wild. Okay, yeah, it's wild that I'm saying that. I was at the BAFTAs last weekend, and I didn't even get to tell you about it beforehand because the last time I recorded, I didn't even know I was going. So it was pretty last minute. These events, they kind of usually are pretty last minute. I went with Lancome. You know how much I love Lancome. And Lancome also brought me to that Paris Louvre event with their, when they brought out their collab with the Louvre, which is so iconic. But I went with Lancome. So I had the best time. I had so much fun and learned a lot about myself just in at that event alone. Like, it was my topic of conversation with my therapist this week, and it was in like a really good way. Okay, so story time. I was going to London anyway to meet my girls. A lot of my best friends are living in London now. Everyone lives everywhere else but here. It's so sad. And if you have family or best friends living away, I feel you. I'm the youngest of 5, and 3 of my siblings all live in Australia. And then I have 2 friends in Australia. I have 4 friends in Australia. Sorry, when I say 2, it's just like from my main group. But I actually have more than that in Australia. And then I have girls, bestie in Barcelona. I have girls all over the place, and a few of them are now in London. So I went to London to see my girls. And conveniently, that same weekend that I'd booked for London fell the BAFTAs. So I got to go to the BAFTAs. So thank God I ended up in London a few days early, because I ended up finding the dress that I got to wear, which I loved so much. So my dress didn't arrive. It actually arrived while I was in the airport. And Sam FaceTimed me when I got to my hotel, and he's like, "Sophie, this is not happening," because he was going to drop it to my friend Neve, and she was going to bring it over because she was also joining the girls trip. She was going to bring it over in her cabin bag, God love her. And girls that get it, like, you know, when your girls would just do anything for me, she would have had that dress have its own seat if she had to, sweetheart. But Sam opened it up and was like, "Sophie, the dress," like, Sam is 6'5", I'm 5'3". He was like, "The dress would fit me." He whipped out the measuring tape and he was like, "The dress is 5 feet long. This is an absolute no-go." He's like my stylist. And I was like, okay, we got to regroup here. But London, best place to be shopping. So I went dress shopping, went to Annie's Ibiza, found a gorgeous dress. It felt really special in it. Kind of was giving like the feeling of like Debs. Like, my friend Laura actually said that was like, it's kind of giving like, you know, you want a really special dress. Like, it's like the Debs. Because I did have a backup, but the BAFTAs just felt like it had to be bougie. It had to be extraordinary. It had to be amazing. The most amazing celebs were at the BAFTAs. And like, this year's film was just insane. Like, Oppenheimer, Barbie, Saltburn, they were all nominated. The one person I was most excited to see was Barry Keoghan, but I did not see him in the flesh. But I saw the pics. He looked amazing. People I did see in the flesh: Margot Robbie, I swear, I like myself and Roisin could have picked her nose. Like, we were so close to her. We just conveniently, as we showed up, Margot was just finishing her photos and she looked insane. Like, you know, everyone always says like she looked even better in person. They say that about a lot of celebs, but it's true. She looked like a real life Barbie doll. She just had this energy around her. Everyone was screaming her name. That was, oh no, actually just before we saw her, it was Ryan Gosling was the first person we saw. Literally looked like Ken as well. So we saw those two. Then we saw Emily Blunt. David Beckham was there. Oh my God, again, like could have stroked his beard. We are that close to him and he looked stunning. But girls, this is the most exciting part. I had interaction with Florence Pugh and I swear I'm not exaggerating. You know, when people are like, oh, I met a celeb, but then they didn't actually interact with them whatsoever. Now, this was not an interaction of me approaching her. I love to watch celebs. I love to be in awe of them and just see them in the flesh and just admire them. I do not need a photo with a celeb. I do not need to tell them how much I love them because I'm just going to make a fool of myself. I think the saying, don't meet your heroes, for me, that's like, don't meet your heroes because you're going to let yourself down, because I've done that before. I always make a fool of myself. So with these celebs, I'm just like, I just want to see them in the flesh. I don't need to interact. But I caught eyes with Florence Pugh, girls, and I'm obsessed with Florence Pugh. Caught eyes with Florence Pugh and she was maybe 4 or 5 feet away. So we just caught eyes and just it just came out of me. We just caught eyes and I just go, I love you. Like mouthed it to her, but she probably would have heard me. And I just go, I love you. And girls, she complimented my dress. She looked me up and down in like the nicest way and goes, your dress, like with the hand movements. And I was like, I can go home now. I could die happy. I literally could have exited the BAFTAs. That's all. I didn't even need to see the awards. I didn't need to do the dinner. I was happy. I was so happy I could die. So that was like the sweetest moment ever. And then we saw Ed Westwick. Oh my God, like Chuck Bass. Girls, sorry, it was just insane. Obviously, yeah, you can tell I'm absolutely fangirling. It's so exciting. But again, I can't approach them. I don't need to talk to them. I don't need a photo with them. I just want to see them in the flesh. And they're all stunning. So obviously, it was an amazing, amazing night. But I did realize things about myself. I'm always saying it's realizing things. It's the year of realizing things. I just realized some things about myself and I had to self-reflect and I did that with my therapist and it felt great. Before we dive into that and before I update you on my alcohol, Naked Fashion, as always, I love you so much. Thank you so much for sponsoring the podcast and make sure to check the description below for a discount or code or the most recent sales because it's always changing. So I want to keep you most up to date while you're listening. So check in the description and the description will be up to date and there will be a link there for you so you can shop Naked, my favorite clothes ever. So always keep your eye on the website and they're always bringing out new styles. Their pieces are amazing. Their quality is amazing. They will literally dress you for any occasion. Okay, so before I go into my therapy session, okay, the other thing I realized about myself about the BAFTAs was I was very good at my alcohol. I would never let myself get out of like good, what's the word, like I'd never want to be messy or drunk at something like that anyway, so that's fine. Like I've never really had a problem with that. It's more so like when I'm with my girls, we just get lit at the tit. That's fine. But I obviously was being good at my drink. But what I realized, just another realization about alcohol, is it's actually wine, and it's always wine that I'm talking about. Wine actually gives me heart palpitations and I'm only realizing it's just wine and it's not alcohol. I kind of just thought it was maybe just alcohol because me and my girls were talking about this and we all were like, oh my God, I'm the same. So wine gives me absolute heart palpitations, like I'm gonna drop dead. Like I'll wake up in the middle of the night after drinking alcohol, after drinking wine, I'll wake up and I'm like, my heart is like racing out of my chest. Like it's actually really concerning. And that's kind of like a new thing. So, and it also happens with champagne and Prosecco. And I love a glass of champagne. And especially at the BAFTAs, it was lots of champagne. Like they're not really serving you a cocktail. Like they're serving you champagne. Listen, I'm not complaining. It was absolutely fabulous. But I woke up in the middle of the night like, oh my God, my heart is about to burst out of my chest because all I had was champagne and wine. And that's like what was provided. Obviously, you could get something else, but that's just what I was having. So it gives me absolute heart palpitations. And wine, apparently, what's the word in wine that it's like bad for your sinuses or like gives you like blocked sinuses? I didn't realize that's from wine because, again, I was drinking margaritas, only margaritas the other night. And I was actually much better the next day than I usually would be hangover wise. I didn't feel all congested and sinusy. I didn't have heart rate out of like 1,000. I was actually feeling so much better. So I've actually realized one thing, of course, alone, I'm still balancing my like levels of intake of wine and alcohol. But I've also realized maybe it's just wine mainly that just makes it even worse. Like, and it's wine that makes my hangovers go into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then you just start again on the Friday. So that was just my lesson this week on alcohol. I'll keep you updated. The real lesson would be great if I just stopped altogether, but that's also just not realistic for me. That's just not real life. I love to have fun with a bit of alcohol. You know, we've talked about this a million times. We're not going to go into it again. It's in my past episodes. But that is today's realization, is when me and my girls are saying that, is yeah, wine gives me a heart attack basically. And a stuffy runny nose, which I've realized. So that's my lesson. But anyway, back to the BAFTAs and my therapy session afterwards, because what I realized about myself. So I don't get anxious. Again, like I was before I was going to the BAFTAs, I had dinner with my girls the day before, and they're like, oh my God, Sophie, like, are you nervous? Are you anxious? And one of the girls was like, geez, like, I'd need a Xanax for that. Like, I need a Valium. Like, I don't know how you do that. And I was like, no, surprisingly not. Like, I'm definitely someone, like, I've talked, like, I used to need a fucking Xanax to get me to work in retail. Like, I definitely know what it's like to feel that unbelievable anxiety and nerves and not be able to get somewhere or go somewhere or do something. No, not at all. That kind of thing I find really fun, really exciting, because I guess people don't frighten me. Like, I don't mind talking to people. I love meeting new people. I get excited by meeting new people. So that kind of stuff doesn't make me anxious. But what does make me eat, like, I kind of eat away at myself inside, is my body image. And I've talked about this forever, and I'll probably talk about it forever because it's just been in my life for forever. And I think I'm just constantly realizing, I don't know if it's something I'll ever fully have a grasp on, how I talk to myself. And it's up and down, isn't it? Like, it's a roller coaster. One day you're being so kind to yourself and you think you've cracked it, and you think, okay, I love my body. I'm being so kind to myself. I've had a really good month. I've had a really good year. I've had a really good day. But then the next day, it could be your period. You could be really bloated. It could be anything. Just like, what, like, hormones. And you're just like, I feel like shit. And my brain, when I'm like, I feel like shit, my brain just goes really far into like telling myself really crazy things, and like my brain believes like really crazy things about myself. And then when I realize I'm just having a moment, I'm like, Jesus, like, what were you just saying to yourself? And I'm always talking about like how I'm trying to fix how I speak to myself. And it's definitely, I'm definitely really good at it in majority aspects other than body image. And even like imposter syndrome, girls, like I have a whole episode of imposter syndrome last season. Because when I went to Venice Film Festival with Armani, I felt severe imposter syndrome, because that was the first ever kind of red carpet thing I was doing. And not that I would have needed a Valium for it, but I was so nervous. And I had severe imposter syndrome, thinking, why am I here? Like, why would Armani want me here? Which is just, you know, we do that. That's imposter syndrome. You don't want to believe that you belong there. You deserve to be there. Your inner critic is telling you all these negative things of why you shouldn't be there. And my therapist really helped me like see that, like a red carpet. She's like, you walk on carpet every day. You're just walking on another carpet. Sam takes photos of you every day. Your mom takes photos of you. You get your photos taken. They're just other photographers taking photos of you. So I feel like I cracked the imposter syndrome. I didn't feel too bad imposter syndrome wise with the BAFTAs. But the two things that I was like, I need to talk to my therapist about this was body image. And the second one being, not imposter syndrome, because I didn't feel like an imposter, but it's kind of just like self-belief. And I wouldn't say comparison, because I don't compare myself to people like, oh, she looks amazing. Like, I'm more like, oh my God, she looks amazing. Like, it doesn't make me reflect on myself, because we've learned comparison, their beauty does not mean a lack of yours. So you need to be able to appreciate someone else's beauty, that it doesn't take away from yours. Like, you know, some girls, and like, I get this, I understand this, some girls can't compliment you because they think it takes from them. They think them telling you that you look amazing, or your dress is amazing, or you're so beautiful. A lot of people feel like giving that compliment out means that they aren't, like, it means that you lack it. So if you have a friend that can't compliment you, what it is their comparison. They've obviously insecurities with comparison, and they think by telling you that you look amazing, that they don't. And it's unfair. I can hear someone being like, that's so unfair that my friend like can't compliment me because it's her issues. But unfortunately, I think if we actually just allow it be and just be like, that's not about me, that's about them, that's on them. And you can believe in yourself. You don't need compliments from others to know you look beautiful and you feel amazing. That's like a really big point where you want to be. So I do feel like I'm at a point of like, I don't need people telling me I'm beautiful, and I can admire other people without thinking it's a lack of my own. What I think I'm bad at comparing myself is, I was sat beside like two fabulous girls, and they were actors, beautiful, and they're like obviously so talented if you're acting. And I immediately, I'm like, God, all these guests are actors, or like they're nominees. Like, of course they're at the BAFTAs. But again, it's not imposter syndrome, but I was like, I'm at the BAFTAs and I'm sitting beside these beautiful actors and I'm not an actor. And then in my head, I'm like, I'm just an influencer, which is so wrong of me. And I hate that word. I think that also comes with it, is I just don't like I actually don't like my own description. But that's just like, that's just something else I have to deal with. But I just don't like the word. So they're like, oh, what do you do? And I'm like, I'm an influencer. And I just don't feel proud in saying that. I think that's a terrible thing. I know that sounds really terrible. But I think one thing is because the word itself doesn't do anyone much justice. It's not a great word. Because I love what I do and I believe in what I do. But I think my problem is I don't believe in myself enough to just own it and be like, I am here because I am an influencer. Like, I don't know. That is just something I really have to work on, is when someone asks me what I do, I'm just kind of like, I just don't really want to say that. It just doesn't feel right. And then I'm like, you're so talented, like you're acting. And like, I don't know, that's where I go, is I shrink myself then, because then they're like, what do you do? And then Roisin being so sweet, like Roisin's like telling them what I do for me, because she knows. I'm just like, oh, I don't know what I even say to that. Like, you know, so that's a big thing that I'm comparing myself. And then in that sense is kind of, I guess, yeah, like, I guess it is thinking you deserve to be there. I think a lot of the time I'm like, God, do I deserve to be here? Which is so stupid. Like, it's just me being so cruel to myself. And then the body image thing, like, I feel like I've nothing new to say, as in, like, I've nothing to help us in this scenario. I'm really just sharing this because it's just honest and like you might relate, and I don't have the answer to this one. I love having a problem and then I have the answer for you, or the method I will use to feel better or make it better or fix it. But I actually just don't, that's the one thing, I don't have the answers for body image. I have some answers. I have ways of making it better and working on it. I've for years have been working on it and what I say to myself every day. But like, has it done much for me? I don't know. In hindsight, yes, because younger me would have never worn the dress I wanted to wear and did wear. Younger me would have never. Younger me probably wouldn't have posted the photos, because I would have decided I hated the photos because I hated my arms in the photos, or I hated my whatever in the photos. I hated my chin, my neck, I could just list it all. Like, you know, you pick yourself apart, no one else notices them, but you notice them, your own insecurities. I think younger me, I have come a long way from younger me. Like I said, I wouldn't have worn that dress. I probably wouldn't have posted the photos. I also would have probably crumbled up and not even had a good time. Like, I actually used to let my, like, a photo, you know, you'd be going out with girls and someone takes a bad photo of you, that would almost ruin my night. Like, that used to like actually affect me way more than it does. Actually, yeah, sorry, I'm being unfair to myself. I've come a long way, but I'm just like, when will I ever feel like I've got it on the head? When will I ever feel like I have gotten rid of that part of myself? I don't know. And this is what I was saying to my therapist, and what my therapist did say, and this is one big thing that I wanted to say to you, is if there's something in your life that you're just like, I'm just exhausted. Like, I'm so exhausted by my own body hatred. I'm so exhausted by my own critic in my brain, my own inner bully. I'm so exhausted by it. Like, I'm so bored of it. My friend Bessie Laura always says, it's so boring. So boring. Like, and my therapist, I actually said that to my therapist, and she was like, no, but boring's a really good word, because boring has actually like a lot to it. Like, there's a lot more to the word boring. Like, it's obviously a very negative word. So in saying that I'm bored of my own bullshit and I'm exhausted by my own bullshit, my therapist was like, Sophie, that's a really good thing because it actually means that you're like at a point where it's on its way out. And maybe that's why I'm feeling so fed up. And I actually think you can hear it in me today that I'm just fed up of it. I'm so sick of letting my body and my opinion on my body affect me so much. Like, it's my Roman Empire. I actually said that to my therapist. My fucking Roman Empire is my body image and how I look. What did my arm look like? God, did she catch me from a bad angle? It's this crazy, but I think we all do it. And I think we all have a level of body dysmorphia in us. Like, I just think, I know that's like a big word, but I do just like, I'm not throwing that big word out. I just mean that, like, I think it's very relatable to see yourself in one way and it's not realistic at all. And it's not how others see you or perceive you, but you have it in your head that, like, that one photo, you choose that one photo to depict, what's the word I'm looking for, that like it is what you are, or like a bad angle or a bad moment, like you let these things, you believe then, oh, that's just who I am, then that one moment, that one bad photo, that one bad angle, whatever it is, that's just who I am. And your brain really does run with that and believe it, and your brain is telling yourself absolute lies. And that's what, like, I'm always trying to learn, is catching my bad thoughts. But like, yeah, like, I just knew I'd hate the photos. Like, Rebecca Spencer, queen photographer, she took photos and we had so much fun. Like, I loved doing it. But a part of me was like, I said it to my girls, I was like, I almost just don't want to see the photos on the night because I will just let it into my head if I don't like that one angle, if I don't like how the dress sits on my tummy or on my hips or da 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 da. And like, that dress was like, it was a corset, so it was like full body tight. Like I said, like, I wouldn't really have, if it wasn't so last minute, I wouldn't have gone for it, I don't think. But I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad because I found it so last minute. Like, it was kind of my only option and it was so fabulous. Like, I'm obsessed with it and I'll definitely wear it again. But if I had more time, I definitely would have talked myself out of showing my arms or showing my chest out. Like, I would have maybe decided to hide my arms or wear a flowy on the bottom dress, like something like that. I think I would have changed my mind. So I'm glad that I did it. Sorry, girls, I'm absolutely rambling. Today, I even knew coming in today that I don't even have a structure for our Justice Girls because I just wanted to rant like I did to my therapist and just let it all out. And it's just genuinely how I'm feeling. And it's also such a reminder of how social media, it's all a lie. Like, social media is a lie. And why? What I mean by that is I would never lie on social media. But what I mean is you could go onto my Instagram and see my photos from the BAFTAs and, which I absolutely, like, loved the dress, loved the makeup. Oh my God, Lancôme Danielle, shout out, she did my makeup. Like, I loved the whole thing. But you could look at those photos and be like, she is so confident in her skin. She is, you know, you could just decide all these things from that photo. But internally, I have critiqued every part of me. I have studied the photo inside and out, probably. But sorry, that's probably dramatic. I used to be worse. Like, I used to be a lot more like that. But now I'm just like, feck, put up the photo. But also, there, like, if there was bad photos and there was bad photos, I'm also not going to post them. Like, this is what I mean. Like, Instagram's not real. Like, there was photos that I didn't like. So, of course, I'm not going to post them. And that's why social media is not real, is because you are seeing my favorite three photos. And there could be six others that I didn't like that didn't make the cut. So this is all just a reminder, girls. Seriously, like, I'm even having to remind myself. A lot of it is just, I don't like saying it's all likes. I'm not lying to you, but you know what I mean. It's the things you decide in your head when you see these things. Or like, I was talking to angels, like, gorgeous girls at my table, and like one of them I'd watched on Netflix, and like, I'm obsessed with her. And she was telling me how anxious she'd been feeling. And another girl, oh my God, like, another conversation I got into was someone, again, who I would look at and be like, she is so fabulous. She doesn't have a thing to be insecure about. She has the perfect this, the perfect that. She had the perfect life. Like, she's amazing. She's the dream. And we sat and we were talking about how nervous and anxious and uncomfortable she was feeling. She didn't feel good in herself. Like, this is what I mean, that social media is just, we like to choose the narrative that we see from one photo, one model's photo, and be like, she just has it all. She has it all. She's got everything. She must love those photos of herself. She, like, there was a YouTuber I watched recently who's, I would literally die to look like her. And she was saying that she doesn't come online much because she's so conscious of how she looks. And it's like, this is insane. But unfortunately, it's just reality, and it's just the truth of social media. And it's just so sad, but I also think it's a good conversation to have, because you have to remember these things, that like, there is real emotions behind the photos, there's real life things going on, and like, there are always going to be people tell, there's always going to be the people that tell you and sell you a dream with the photo. Like, they're never going to tell you the truth, and sometimes that's the people I just can't follow. Like, if they really are faking a whole life story for me, and they act as if they have it all put together and nothing's really genuine, nothing's real, I can't really get down with that. Like, I need to know the honest truth from people. Like, I need to know what they're really going through. I need to know their real life experiences. Like, we're all human beings. I've gone on an absolute rant, girlies. Oh my God. But I guess what I'm trying to say is, never assume that anyone has it all together, has it down, has nailed it in life. No one has, and everyone is out there doubting themselves, especially at these things, is what you realize, is that you all think that these celebs must be on top of the world, and you meet some that they feel so lost, or they feel so insecure, anxious, and they don't have it all together. But we as a society like to imagine that these perfect looking people have it all together. I actually could talk about this forever, but we're gonna grab Sam now. We need to move on to our next episode for you this week. But girlies, I'm sorry for ranting. I'm kind of sweating. That was such a rant. But what I really wanted to tell you was, if you're feeling really fed up and really exhausted by something in your life, it's actually a good thing. This is me, I think, finally. I feel like this is me coming out of something that has just been in my life for so long. I think I'm maybe finally now at a next level of getting rid of it even that little bit more. I saw a TikTok, and it's a really good analogy of this woman fills a cup with like ping pong balls, and all the ping pong balls are like childhood trauma and like, you know, things that have affected you, all the dark stuff. It could be addiction, all these things. And then when you start filling the jar with water, like clean, fresh, new water, so it's your healthy mindset, it's your manifestation, all these ping pong balls rise to the top. So then all this dark stuff that you don't want to deal with all rises to the top. So that's what I feel like right now. Maybe that's one of the things that is rising to the top right now, because I'm focusing so much on my mental health that coming right to the top is my relationship with my body. And what eventually happens is they come to the top, they're really big and really hard, and you're having to heal, but then eventually they spill out of the jar and they kind of disappear. They don't disappear for good, but I think maybe it's on the way out of my life. Please God, I'm always trying to get it to be. So if you are the same, or if there's just something you're just fed up of and exhausted with, and maybe it might be like really, really present in your life right now, it's like something from your past or something you're just dealing with again, hopefully it means it's on its way out. It's the ping pong ball about to exit the jar, you know? Okay, I really gotta go, because I gotta talk to Sam Bay. Girlies, I love you so much. I actually think that episode's gonna need a part two, because I could talk about body image and body relationship forever, obviously. But anyway, girlies, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Sam Bay's looking at me. We're bringing Sam Bay in. I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And I'll next chat to you in your QRA with Sam Bay. Love you. Bye.